Играется.
We are up to Yuma Chavzayin on the base, and we'll start with Chazora on Chavzayin on the Rala. At the bottom of Chavzayin on the base, the Mishnah said that when is there a din of these amounts of Kehanim of Ayel Korib Achad Osor and Par Korib Esen Barbo, and we said by a Keves we had 8 for the Keves if you don't include the Chavitin. B'medvar Mabur Mekarboni Sivor Abba B'karbin Yochid Imrotzo Lahakriv Makriv. Rashi says that's only by Karboni Sivor, but by Karbon Yachid, one coin can bring everything, and also Ubaloi Pious, and also without a Pious. That by a Karbon Yachid, one coin can bring the whole thing, and also it does not need a Pious. In the Hagrois of Rabbi Cheskel Landau over here, he brings that the Achroinim are bothered with the stira that Rashi on Daf Beis Amid Beis said that there is a din pious by a Karbon Yachid. It says over there that maybe there's a din prisha, in the din prisha of the Kohen Gadol, it says over there, Ve'ema kapora de karbonis. Maybe the din prisha may perish the shakar bonis nami niboi prisha. The Gemara is asking that how do you know that the din prisha is only on Yom Kippur? Maybe by shakar bonis also there should be a din of prisha. Rashi says the ema kabora kapora de karbonis the goin karbonis yachid the ksiv lahen bekam mekayim esvechiper olav akoyin. For example, karbonis yachid, where it says in many places, so maybe over there you need a din prisha. On that, the Gemara says that no. Miadinon hey koyein misrami devoyle prisha. Do we know which koyein is going to come out to be that we should need a prisha? So, Rashi, miadinon hey misrami, v'loy alide pious ho you oydin. It's through a pious that they would serve, could amino le kamon, like we say later on. So Rashi said that the Gemara's question over there of Ema Kapora de Karbonis was going on Kagain Karbonis Yachid, that maybe there should be a dim prisha by other Karbonis as well. And on that, the Gemara answers, we don't know which kain it's going to be. How could there be a dim prisha? We don't know who it's going to be. It says Rashi, because it's through a pious. So Rashi's talking about a Karbon Yachid. And still he says that it comes through a pious. And over here Rashi says that a Karbon Yachid doesn't need a pious. Says in Hagoyes, Meirenu, Meir Rabbi Cheskel Landau, he says that to be Miyasha, the steer of Rashi, we can say, the Kan Mairi, the Bala Karbon, Hoya Beichel, La Atzmai, Eis, the Koin, Yubes, Ha'ad. Over here we're talking about where the Bala Karbon shows for himself which coin is going to be from the base Av. Avu imloi pirate Misha Yakir, but if he was not Mefaret, who should bring it? The Vadai Hoya Pious, then definitely there was a Pious to Loyosi Lin Suya in order that there shouldn't be fights. Avu Le'el, but on that Beitam Edbei, Shapir Mishani, the Gemara answered very well, Miyadunan Hei Koin Misrami. Do we know which kain it's going to be? Deloy adinon eze kain yivchar. We don't know which kain he's going to choose. Oishaloy yivchar, or maybe he's not going to choose at all. Then you hate tzarek pious, and there will be a need for a pious. So he says that it depends. If the Baal HaKarbon chooses an individual kain to do it, so then there's no pious, and that kain gets to do it. But if he doesn't choose, then you need a pious. The Gemara on that Beis Amid Beis that said, Miyadino, do we know which kind is going to be, means because we don't know, first of all, who he's going to either, we don't know who he's going to choose, and maybe he won't choose at all, and then there'll be a need for a pious. The Gemara says at the bottom of Chavod and Midbeis, three lines from the bottom, Tana, when the Mishnah says, Hafshetan demituchan shaleidu ve'edu shavim, the skinning and the cutting up of the cuts of meat were the same by Karbani Siva and Karbani Siachim, Tana, Hafshetan demituchan shavim bizar. It means that the skinning and the cutting up are the same, that a zar can do it Sai by Karbani Siva or Sai by Karbani Siachim. Omar Chizki, Aminayim lehafshet demituchan shavim bizar. From where do we know that the skinning and the cutting is equal by both of them that a Zor could do it? Shinema v'nostum b'nei Aaron ha'kein eishal ha'mizbeach. The b'nei Aaron should put a fire on the mizbeach. Nesimas eish boya kehuna. Putting the fire on the mizbeach needs kehuna. Hefchet v'nituach loy boya kehuna. But the skinning and the cutting up of the different eivarim, that doesn't need kehuna. It's kedai to have a chumash to understand this Gemara. At the beginning of Ayikra, capital Aleph, in Pasuk Hey, it says, "V'shochat es ben avokar l'fnei Hashem, v'ikrivu b'nei Aaron ha'kayanim es adom, v'zorku es adom al ha'mizbeach, sovim v'shapas l'chayom mayim." So it says that for Kabbalah and onwards, you need a kohen, not for Shechita. Then in Pasuk Vav, it says, "V'hifshit es ha'oyla v'nita chayisol v'nzachera," and he should skin the oila and cut it up into its pieces. And then Pasuk Zayim says, "V'noskim b'nei Aaron ha'kein eish al ha'mizbeach v'orchu eitzim al ha'eish." So since it says kahuna in Pasuk Zayim by when they put the eish on the mizbeach, but it did not say it by hefshet v'nituach, it sounds like it's coming. It's coming to exclude that hefshet v'nituach doesn't need kahuna. In fact, the Gemara, no, we need the pasuk of kahuna for itself. We need it to tell me that nesinas eish al ha'mizbeach needs kahuna. Now, the question is, so why can't the pasuk teach me both? It will teach me that nesinas eish needs kahuna. But from the fact that it did not say it in the previous pasuk by Hefshet v'nituach, so it's mashma that Hefshet v'nituach doesn't need kahuna. So why is it a stira? Einachonami, I need the pasuk with Gufei to tell me that Nesinas Eish al HaMizbeach, the Eish Menahedit that we learned about earlier, that Menahedit, you have to add Eish besides for the Eish Menashamayim, that Eish needs kahuna. But since it said it here and didn't say it in the previous pasuk, it sounds like Hefshet v'nituach doesn't need kahuna. So Tosfos Yeshanim talks about it. He says one mahalach over here. We could say, based on the Tosfos Yeshanim later, that since it's not ma'akiv kapara, since Nesinas Eish al HaMizbeach, the Gemara is going to tell us soon that's something that's not Ma'akiv Kapara. So you would have said that the Pasuk of that said Kuhuna by Kabbalah would not necessarily apply to Nesinas Eish al HaMizbeach, because that's something that's not Ma'akiv Kapara. And therefore we need the Pasuk in the Gufei to tell me that even something that's not ma'akiv kapara, like Nesina Seishal HaMizbeach, which is Litzoyrech, the Haktara, also needs kahuna. And once you know that, so Al Karchav, it's not being denied Hefshet v'nituach, because that would be a giloy, even onto Hefshet v'nituach, like we're going to see soon in the Tosis Arosh and the Tosis Ishanim. Once you know that the din of the Kabbalah, the Eilach Mitzvahs kahuna, applies even to things that are not ma'akiv kapara, like Nesina Seish al HaMizbeach, even though it's not part of the Guf HaKorban. Nesina Seish al HaMizbeach is not part of the Guf HaKorban, so certainly Hefshet v'nituach, it should be a gilui that also should need kahuna, and therefore it should not be a miut. So since we need it with Gufei to tell me that even something that's not ma'akiv kapara needs kahuna, so I should say that that's koilal, that includes also hefshet v'nituach, which also is something that's after the Kabbalah, which where the Torah said kahuna, and the pasuk of the Sinas Eish is telling me that even on things that are not ma'akiv the kapara, you need kahuna. So hefshet v'nituach should be included. It's even better than the Sinas Eish, because it's part of Gufa Korban. Kenzain, that's what the Gemara means over here. The Tosfos Shonim has a different mahalach over here, and he uses that also later, but with that mahalach, he has to make the Gemara lav dafka. Om Rav Simi Barashi. Rav Simi Barashi says, Ashkachte la Abaye, I found Abaye to have a mazbele lebrei, that he explained to his son. Beshachat. The Pasuk says, Beshachat, Shchita bezor kshele. Shchita is kosher bezor. From where are you coming to say that shchita should be posel bezor, that you need a posel to tell me it's kosher? Michal shenemar, since it says batul benach leitchot yishmu as kuhunas, then you and your sons with you should guard your kahuna. And the posel continues, luchol dvar hamizbeach, that the kehanim have to do all matters that pertain to the mizbeach. Shemei anisa, that I would understand afilu shchita, that means even the shchita. Talmudoyim, and that the pasuk says, no, the shochat has ben habakor lufnei Hashem, and you should shecht the ben habakor lufnei Hashem. Bekrivu bnei Aaron kehanim es adam. Mikabola ve'elach mitzvahs kahuna. From kabola and onwards, that's when the mitzvahs kahuna starts, because it says the shochat has ben habakor lufnei Hashem, and only afterwards bekrivu bnei Aaron kehanim es adam, which is the thing right after the Shchita, which is the Kabbalah, that's where Mitzvah's Kuhuna starts. The Samach Yodei V'Shachat, it says in Pasuk Dalet, the Samach Yodei, and then in Pasuk Hey, it says V'Shachat, we made Allah Shchita Shekshera Bezar. That teaches us about Shchita that it's Kosher Bezar. So L'Chayr, the Gemara over here is saying two separate drushes. First of all, we have a drusha from Mitzvah and Sven Abakra, and then V'Kriv Ibn Aaron Kayanim Esadom, sounds like we only from Kabbalah and onwards it's Mitzvah's Kuhuna. And then it says, the Somach Yodei V'Shochat, it's teaching you the Shchita Shkeir Bazar. It sounds like we're making a hekesh between Smicha and Shchita, just like the leaning is done by the Bailim, so too the Shchita is also done by the Bailim. So why do we need two drushes? So the Mefarshim explained that the Gemara here doesn't mean that the Somach V'Shochat is a separate drusha. What it means is that since we learn out that the Chayvas HaKahuna starts from Kabbalah and onwards, so it comes out that Shchita does not need Kahuna, just like Smicha does not need Kahuna. We don't mean a Hekish over here, it's just the Oisir. Since we learned out from the fact in the Kabbalah Ve'elach Mitzvah Kahuna, so it's going to come out that Shchita has the same din as Smicha. Mashka like that in the Ritva over here. Elo da asio kabola sadam the goli ala shmito shetahei kismicha shekshera bizar. So it's not really a hekish, rather it's a oisver of the drosha mikabola ve'elach mitzvahs kahuna. So michti, let's see, mikabola ve'elach mitzvahs kahuna. From kabola and onwards is mitzvahs kahuna. V'nosu b'nei Aaron hakoyen eish lo mali the bach puts in. So what do we need? V'nosu b'nei Aaron hakoyen eish. It's after the kabola. Lemute hefshet v'nituach. It must be coming to exclude hefshet v'nituach, where it doesn't say kahuna. Then it's not necessary to say kahuna by the nesinas eish, because this is after the kabola. So Masvi is coming to exclude Hefshet v'nituach. Correct the Gemara, va'akati itzrich, but we still need kahuna by nesinas eish. Salka daita chamina, because you would have thought to say, kima delav avoido de ma'akva kapora hi, since it's not an avoido, that's ma'akav kapora. The avoido of nesinas eish does not withhold kapora, because the whole purpose of nesinas eish is for the haktoras, the Haktorah of the Nesachim, of the pieces, so of the Evarim, so it's not Ma'akib in the Kapara. So Loiti Boye Kahuna, I would think it doesn't need Kahuna. I would think Mikabola Ve'elach Mitzvahs Kahuna only goes on things that are Ma'akib Kapara. but it wouldn't apply to Nesinas Eshel HaNezeach, which is not Makiv Kapora, because it's the Tzerach HaKtora. Kamash Valon, the boy Kehuna. Kamash Valon, that it needs Kehuna. So, the Tosfos HaRosh and the Tosfos HaShonim are bothered that it's Mashma that Heshvet V'Nituach, which is Ma'akiv Kapora, that needs Kehuna. We're saying, you would have thought that Nesinas Eish, which is not Ma'akiv Kapora, doesn't need Kehuna, Kamashma needs Kehuna. But Heshvet V'Nituach would not be excluded because that's Ma'akiv Kapora. Frek the Tosfos HaRosh, the Tema. Amai Kori Heshvet V'Nituach, Ma'akiv Kapora. The Kivan the Nizrak Hadam, once the blood was already spritzed, Im Ovdu HaBosar V'Hoi Murim HaZavach Kosher, Kiramina Meperek Tomid Nishchat. It says in Perek Tomid Nishchat, on Nun Tesam and Beis, that once you have a Zrika Sadam, if the Bosar or the Murim get lost, the carbon is still kosher. Akhtara is not Ma'akiv. So the Hefshet and Ituach is not Ma'akiv. So what's the Gemara saying? We don't have a mirror for Hefshet and Ituach, because we would say that I need the pasuk to tell me that legufei, to tell me that nesinas eish needs kahuna. Good, but hefshet v'nituach doesn't have a pasuk of kahuna. So it's mashma that hefshet v'nituach, the Gemara is saying, are ma'akiv kapar, they need kahuna, but they're not ma'akiv kapar. So the Tosfos HaRosh says in the second teretz, like we said before, that avada, the only thing that's ma'akiv kapar is the dam. But the Gemara means that I would have thought that since nesinas eish is not an avada, that's ma'akiv kapar, it shouldn't need kahuna. And the koyin that it says by the krivu es hadam, it wouldn't be going on that. So kamashvam on the pasuk of the nosam ne'aron koyin eish, that even so it needs kahuna. And from there we learn out, from there we see that the klal of the kabbalah of eilach mitzvahs kahuna applies even to things that are not ma'akiv kapara, similar to nesinas eish. So from there we learn out to hefshet v'nituach, that even though it's not ma'akiv kapara, it should also need kahuna, since it's mikabola ve'elach. And he says, so why didn't the Torah write it by Hefshet V'Nituach, which is written before Nesinas Eish, so that we shouldn't make a mistake and think Hefshet V'Nituach doesn't need Kehuna, from the fact that it only said Koyin by Nesinas Eish? So he says no, he says Gishmak. Because then, if it would have said it by Hefshet V'Nituach, we wouldn't have known that Nesinas Eish, which is not in the Guf HaKarbon, it's something that's michutz le carbon, that you put eish on the mizbech, I wouldn't know that needs kahuna. But once we say by nesinas eish, we learn out with a kolshken to hefshet v'nituach, since it's after Kabbalah, and it's something in the guf carbon, that certainly it needs kahuna. So the Gemara is saying that I don't have a miut for hefshet v'nituach, because let me learn out hefshet v'nituach with a kolshken, from the fact that Nesinas Eish told me that even things that are not Ma'akiv Kapara still needs Kehuna. In other words, the Klal of Yikabala Ve'elach Mitzvahs Kehuna applies even to things that are not Ma'akiv Kapara. So let me apply that with the Kolshken to Hefshet V'Nituach, which is part of Guf HaKarbon. So how do I know Hefshet V'Nituach is kosher bizar? Ela Mehacha, rather from here. V'Archu B'nei Aron HaKoyahan Emesan Yisochem Esarosh V'Esapoder. It says in the next pasuk that the sons of Aaron, the Kehanim, should set up the pieces, the head and the fat. Michti, let's see, mi kabbalah ve'elach mitzvah kahuna. From Kabbalah and onwards is mitzvah kahuna. In other words, we already have a giboy from the pasuk of the Nosta b'nei Aaron ha'kein eish al ha'mizbeach, that nesinas eish needs kahuna, even though it's not ma'akiv kapara. So that's megalah, that the klal of mikabbalah ve'elach mitzvah kahuna applies even to things that are not ma'akiv kapara. So then why do I need the pasuk to tell me that when it comes to setting up the sidur evarim al ha'esh, that needs kahuna? Even though it's not Makiv Kapora, because Akhtara is not Makiv Kapora, but I already have a Gilui from Pasuk Zayin, from the Mesinas Eish, that the Klal and Mikabola Ve'elchem Mitzvah applies even to things that are not Makiv Kapora. Ba'aruchu Lamalis, what do we need Ba'aruchu? So therefore, we say in the Mutei Hefkut, we need two act that's coming to exclude the skimming and the cutting up. Fekti Gemara Ve'emol Mutei Sidur Shneik Zirei Eitzim. Why don't we say that this that it says Hakvein Never Arfu Ben Aaron Hakrihanim is coming to exclude the setting up of the two logs of wood in the afternoon? Where do we learn out the din of Shneik Zirei Eitzim? That's from the end of Pasuk Zayin. It says Va'arfu Eitzim Al Ha'esh, and it doesn't say clearly Va'arfu Hakrihanim Eitzim Al Ha'esh. Even though the beginning of the pasuk says V'Nosu Ben Aaron Hakrihanim Eish Al Ha'mizbeach. Vice versa in the Gemara, but that word Hakoyin is not going on the end of the pasuk. Baruch Hu Eitzem Alo Eish doesn't say Kehanim. So we would say that Baruch Hu Bnei Aaron Hakehanim, why don't we say that that's coming to exclude the Sidur Shneik Zirei Eitzem in the afternoon that should not need a Kohen. In the morning it says at the beginning of Parashat Tzav, Uvir Oleo Hakoyin Eitzem Babaker Babaker. That's where we learn out the dim Sidur Shneik Zirei Eitzem in the morning, like the Gemara said earlier on Chavav and Merav. But the Gemara said, where do we know Sidur Shneik Zirei Eitzim in the afternoon from Ba'aruchu Eitzim Aloheish? So why don't we say that the Bnei Aaron HaKehanim of Pasuk Ches is coming to exclude Sidur Shneik Zirei Eitzim and not to exclude Hefshet Benituach? Says the Gemara, Mestavra makes sense, Divchot Dekabosei Lema'et, that is coming to exclude a carbon just like it, something that has to do with the Gufa carbon just like the Haktara. Just like the Sidur Eivorin is something that's being done in something in the Gufa carbon, so too the meal that we're excluding is something that has to do with the Gufa carbon, which is Hefshet Benituach, rather than excluding Sidur Shneik Zirei Eitzim, which is not part of the carbon itself. Frekti Gemara Adarav, the opposite, Sidur Dekavosei Nemait. Why don't we say that it's coming to exclude a Sidur just like we're talking about. We're talking about the Sidur Eivarim and Pasuk Ches. So say that's coming to exclude a different Sidur, the Sidur of Shneik Zirei Eitzim. Says the Gemara, Lo Yisalcha Daitach. You can't think like that. Omar Mar, Vehikra Bakoyin HaSakoyol, Vehikter HaMizbecho. It says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vakere Bakro Ayin Yerchatz Bal Moyim, Vehikra Bakoyin HaSakoyol, Vehikter HaMizbecho. This is referring to bringing the Eivorim from the Shulchanos to the Ram. The Tosis Hashanim explains, but since it says Behikriv Hakoyin Es Hakoyin and then Behikter Amizbecha, so the Behikriv doesn't mean the Haktorah. That's something before the Haktorah. That's the Eivachas Eivorim Lakevish. Now that word Hakoyin, says Rashi, is extra because we already have a Gilui from the Nostrum and Ayarim Hakoyin Amizbeach that the din of Mikabolah Ba'elach Mitzvahs Kehuna applies even to things that are not Ma'akav Kapara. So I don't need it Legufei. Ha'ilachas, rather it's coming to be Memayit. That Ha'ilachas Eivarim Ma'akevash Hu Deboya Kehuna, bringing the limbs to the ramp, that needs Kehuna, but Ha'ilachas Eitzim Le'boya Kehuna. But bringing the wood to the Mizveach, that doesn't need Kehuna. So it must be Ha'sidur Shneik Zirei Eitzim Boya Kehuna. It must be that the setting up of the two logs of wood need kahuna. Tosis explains in Dibur HaMaskel Eivachas Eitzim, because from the fact that we need to exclude Eivachas Eitzim, it must be that Sidur Shneik Zira needs kahuna. Because if even Sidur Shneik Zira wouldn't need kahuna, why would we need a pasuk to exclude Eivachas Eitzim? Hashto afidu Sidur Shneik Zira Shehem al gabe hamizbeach leboi kahuna. Madoch, the setting up of the two logs, which is done on the Mizbeach, even that doesn't need kahuna. Kol shken ha'ilachas eitzim, certainly the bringing of the eitzim to the Mizbeach wouldn't need kahuna. The fact that we need a miyot to exclude ha'ilachas eitzim is a proof that Sidur Shneik Zirei Eitzim needs kahuna. So then ba'archu namali. So then what's ba'archu coming to exclude? I don't need it l'gufei to tell me that Sidur Eivarin needs kahuna because we already know that Mikabola Ve'elach Mitzvah Kuna applies even to things that are not Ma'akev Kapara from Pasuk Zayin, from the din of Nesinas Eishel HaMizbeach. L'mutei Hefshet V'nituach, it must be coming to exclude the skinning and the cutting up. Now, It's Mavur in Rashi, the Tosis Hashavim says this, that Rashi now is not Goyris, these next few lines. Rashi goes straight, says the Tosis Hashavim, Rashi's Girsa is. That we go straight from here to V'orchu Shnayim, six lines on the bottom. So the Gemara is finished with the drasha, how we know the Mutahefshah bin Tuach from V'orchu, and now the Gemara brings another drasha, V'orchu Shnayim, B'nei Aaron Shnayim, HaKehanim Shnayim, L'madu L'tlesha Tom Shisha. That since for Orchu is Loshim Rabin, that's two. B'nei Aaron is two, Akehanim is two. Comes to teach us that the Tle needs six. That to bring the Eivorim of the sheep to the Mizbeach needs six. The Taisa Rosh brings this Girsa of Rashi. Hochi Garis Rashi. Ailochas Eitzim Leivoye Kehuna. And then how could you make this drosh of Aruch Hushnayim, even by Kimno Lay, the Mutay Hefshet Vinituach, since he already used it up to exclude Hefshet Vinituach? The Taisus Harosh is bothered with Rashi's Girsa that how do we make two droshes from Aruch Hushnayim? The Girsa that we have over here in the Gemara, according to the Vilna Gaon takes out the words Ve'emahochi Nami L'gufei, and the Vilna Gaon's Girsa is very similar to what the Rishonim bring from Rabbeinu Chananel. The Tosis Rib has the same Girsa as the Vilna Gaon. That the Vilna Gaon takes out the words Ve'emahochi Nami L'gufei, and the question is starting from Ella. According to the Vilna Gaon's Girsa, the Gemara is continuing in the previous Shakta Vitaria, and it's asking, so what do you do with the Vihikter HaKoynes HaKoyim HaMizbecha that it says in Pasuk Tes? Over there it says another Koyim. So the Gemara says, Elo Vihikter L'mutei hefshet v'nituach. I'm not sure if the Goyim is Goyris, the words Ela v'hikter, or this is just he's explaining in Ois Beis what L'mutei hefshet v'nituach is going on. That v'hikter, the Gemara now is being chayzer, that we learn out L'mutei hefshet v'nituach not from V'orchu, but rather we learn it out from v'hikter ha'koyin ha'sakoyin. Again, because it's extra words. We know already that even things that are not ma'akiv kapara, that they still need, they still have the din of mikab, all of Eilich Mitzvah's kuna from the Vinosim Ner Nakoyin Eish. So the Hikter is coming to exclude Hefshet Benituach. And the Hikter of Akoyin Esakoyl, the Hikter of Mizbecha, that it says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, that Zuha Yilocha Seivarim Lakevesh, that's like we said before, that's going on bringing the Eivarim to the ramp. And we make a deal, Kailacha Seivarim Lakevesh, Hud Debaya Kahuna, the bringing the limbs to the ramp, that needs Kahuna, but Eilacha Seitzim Loibaya Kahuna, bringing the wood doesn't need Kahuna, Hasidu Shnek Zira Eitzim Baya Kahuna, but setting up the two logs of wood, that does need Kahuna. Vinosnu the Gufay, Vinosnu that it says, Vinosnu Naran Akainesh Mamzech and Potsuk Zion, that I need the Gufay to tell me that even things that are not Ma'akiv Kapara have the Din Kahuna. V'orchu shnayim, b'nei aron shnayim, akehanim shnayim. And now v'orchu is extra to teach me this drasha. V'orchu is two, b'nei aron is two, akehanim is two. L'madu l'tlesha tom shisha. This teaches us that the keves, that the lamb needs six. So according to the Vilna Gaon's Girsa, the Gemara was taka chayzer, that we don't learn out the din l'mute hefshet v'nituach from v'orchu. That I learn out from the hikter akayin es akayin. And v'orchu is extra to teach me this drasha that you need six. Now, in this din that a tle needs six, Shitas Rashi, earlier we saw Rashi Chavav on the base, Dibur HaMaschil, Atzmai and also Rashi Dibra Maskal Hofi Garcinon, was Mukach in Rashi and also in Toysvis Dibra Maskal Ahi, on Chavodim Beis, that the din that you need six is only to bring it from the Shulchanos to the Kevesh. But then to bring it from the Kevesh La Mizbeach, that's only one. The problem is that the pasuk says, "Va'orchu b'nei Aaron akehanim istanisochem esaroish v'esapoder al ho'etzim asher al ho'esh asher al mizbeach." The Rishonim ask on Rashi, the Tosfos, that the pasuk is talking about the haktorah. So it sounds clearly that it's going on that din of bringing it min akevesh la mizbeach and being makter it, and therefore the Tosfos Arosh, the Tosfos Rishonim over here in the Ritva, earlier in the Mishkan Chavavah Medanov, they argue on Shitas Rashi and Taisus, and they hold that you Takan need six for the Haktorah. The Das Rashi, you have to say that since it says in the Pasuk, the Mefarshim explain that since it says in the Pasuk afterwards, in Pasuk Tes, the Kirba Yuchlov Yirchat Chamayim, the Hikter Akoinas Akoil Hamiz Becho, so that's Mashma, Rashi held, that's Mashma, that the Ba'orchu, B'nei Aram, the Enem, San Esach, and Seishma, Tepot, Al Eitz Masher, Al Sher, Al Eish, Al Shalom Zeth, is not talking about the HaKtorah. Rather, it means that the B'nei Aram should bring the cuts, the Eivorim, to the Mizbeach, in order to set them up there, Ala Eitzim Asher Ala Eish. They should bring them to the Mizbeach for the purpose of eventually putting it Ala Eitzim Asher Ala Eish Asher Ala Mizbeach. But it doesn't mean that they're actually doing that here in Pasuk Ches. That's Pasuk Ches. Over here it means to bring it for the purpose of eventually putting it Ala Eitzim Asher Ala Eish. Says the Gemara Vayter, Omer Abam Nuna, Kasha lay the Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer had a kasha. Hai ben HaBakar ksiv. But this pasuk is talking about ben HaBakar. U ben HaBakar esim barbo boy. And ben HaBakar needs 24. How could you say that this pasuk of Orchu ben Aaron Kehanim is telling us 6? But we're not talking about a tle over here. We're talking about a ben HaBakar. It said in pasuk Gimel, im oilo karbonim min HaBakar zokar tomim yakivenu. El Pesach Ha'eloi Yakir Moisim Etzoyim Lifnei Hashem. Pasuk Hei says, the Shochat is Ben HaBakar Lifnei Hashem. We're talking about a Ben HaBakar here. We're not talking about a Tle. And a Ben HaBakar needs 24. Now, L'chair, you can ask, a Ben HaBakar is 24. That's including the Soilus and the Yayin that are 3 each. But if we're saying that a Tle need 6, we're not including the Seilus and the Yayin. It's 6, Rashi says, for the Basar B'chamish and the Kerbayim B'echad. So then the par, when you talk about the Basar and the Kerbayim, is really 18, not 24. So, L'chorna, you have to say that the Mefarshim say, you have to say that the Gemara is Lav Dafka when it says 24. It really means 18, and we chapped on to the Lashon HaMishnah that said that Parakorim Besim Barbo. So it's not 6, it's 18. 20, it's 24, it's 18. The Nicholei, but he was, the Nicholei, but it was good to him. He had an answer, since it says, Al Ho'etzim Asher Al Ho'esh Asher Al HaMizbeach. It says, put them on the wood, which is on the fire, which is on the Mizbeach, which Rashi says is a Kroy Yaseirahu. It's an extra pasuk because it already said v'nosnu eish. It already said in pasuk zayin v'nosnu eish, and it said in pasuk zayin v'orchu eitzim. So why does it have to say again al ha'eitzim asher al ha'eish? So the answer is it's coming to teach us eizehu dover shenemar by eitzim eishim mizbeach. What's that thing on where the Torah says eish eitzim eish and mizbeach? Where did the Torah say that? That's referring to the tle of the carbon talmud. Rashi says, since it's extra pasuk, It's coming to tell the Midrash Bay, it's coming to for a drasha, the Hani Vav Kehan and Hutzruku the Dabar, Shenemar by Eish the Eitzim and Mizbeach. They are necessary for something that about which it says, Eish Eitzim and Mizbeach, Veizu Dabar Shiz Kachti Lochem, the Ma'arocha, the Sadr Eitzim, Eish the Mizbeach, by Vishvilai. What's something that I was Mechayev you for a Ma'arocha to set up wood, fire, and Mizbeach for it? Habi Oimers, that's where Rashi at the top of Chosayin on the base. Tomit shel shachar is kikach akosu boi b'mareches eitzim chadosha b'chol boiker. By the tomit shel shachar, the Torah was mechayev you to have a new setup of wood every morning, because it says the siv eish al hamizbeach tukad boi v'hach moikta sidur hamarochim. This moikta means to set up a marochim. K'detanu l'kaman b'paragimol uvir aleh akayin eitzim b'boiker b'boiker b'orach aleh ha'ayla. And he should burn wood in the morning and set up the oilo. Omar Mar, ha'oilo oilo rishayna. When it says ha'oilo with the hey hayidia, it's referring to the first oilo of the day, which is the carbon tamid. And about that, we're saying that you have to set up a moita, you have to set up a marocha. Avoshar karbonis lehuskiku lechidush marocha, but other karbonis do not need a new marocha. Bahamach Eitzim ve'esh tachsivi ve'ben bakar, and this that it says Eitzim and Eish by Ben Bakar, lav la'atzuchei sidrei atzmai. When it says Eitzim and Eish by Ben Bakar, it said in Pasuk Zayin, v'noshmu ne'aron ha'klin eish ala mizbeach, v'orku Eitzim alo eish, lav la'atzuchei sidrei atzmai. That's not to be matzuch its own seder of Eitzim and Eish. And since it didn't say yet in Parsha Sayikra, the Parsha of setting up the Marocha that it says at the beginning of Parsha Sav, and over here we're starting to talk about the needs of an oilo, so it has to tell you how it should be put there. So that's why it says, that it's going back on that Sidur Marocha of Shachris. In other words, Pasuk Ches, we're darshaning, Baruch B'nei Aron HaKohen, Metzen HaSekh, Masreish HaSap, Hadar Leitz, Masher HaNei Shashar Olam Mizbeach, is going on the Tlet of the Parshas, of the Tomid. And that's why it says, these Lashoynes, Aloitim, Masher HaNei Shashar Olam Mizbeach. What does it mean in Pasuk Zayin, when it said you should put Eish, and Baruch Hu Eitzim, Ben HaBakar, a regular carbon doesn't need that? The answer is, because we never told you yet the parsha of Sidur Marocha. So we're telling you that you should put the Ben HaBakar on that Marocha, which was set up for the Tleh, for the Tamid. You should put it on that Marocha, which has the Eitzim and the Eish. But it doesn't mean that you should put a new Eish, a new Eitzim for the Ben HaBakar. Omra Vasi, Omra Yechon. Vasi says in the name of Rav Yechon, Zor Shesider Sa Marocha, a Zor that sets up the Marocha, the Zor set up the pyre, Chayev, he's Chayev Misa. Now, why should he be Chayev Misa? We learned earlier that on Daf Chav Dalet, that in order for a Zor to be Chayev Misa, it has to be an Avodah Tama. According to Rav, it has to be Avodah Smatana. According to Levi, it could even be Truma Sadeshan. So over here, it's Avodah Smatana, you're putting a Marocha, so that Mitzad Avodah Smatana, that's fine, but where's the Avodah Tama? Why is this considered the last Avodah? So it says the Siach Yitzchok that the Gemara thought that it's considered Avodah Tama since it's the last Avodah done in those Eitzim. Since in these Eitzim that you're putting on the Mizbeach, this is the last thing done in those Eitzim, so that's why it's Avodah Tama. Not sure what it means, it's the last Avodah done in those Eitzim. You still have to burn it. But burning is already a separate Avodah. Mechayev, you'd have to say that burning is a separate Avodah as far as the Sidur. The Sidur HaEitzim, and the Va'orchu HaEitzim, in that Avodah, This is the last thing done of those Eitzim. Meaning there is still Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim to do in Sidur, but that's other Eitzim. But in the Sidur of these Eitzim are complete with the Sidur HaMarocha. That's what the Gemara thought. So he's Chayiv Nisa. Ketzad Huay says, so what should he do? The Rishonim say, it doesn't mean what should he do to get around the Chi of Misa. The Pashtas, you can't get rid of the Chi of Misa with this Eitza that the Gemara is going to say, says the Taisus HaRosh. It means that what should he do in order to be machsher the Marocha, to be able to burn on it? Because if the Zohar was misadar it, then it's possible. So what should he do? Parka, he should take it apart, and then be remisadar it. And the Gemara thought that it means that the Zohar should be remisadar the Marocha. In fact, the Gemara, Maya Hanilei, what does that help? Ella, rather, what he meant was Parka Zohar, that a Zohar can take it apart, and then a Kohen should be remisadar it. Maskeflor Rav Zera asks, "V'chiyesh tochla avoda shekshera b'alaylo upsula b'zor?" Is there such a thing as an avoda that's kosher at night, and yet it's posel b'zor? Sidur marocha is kosher at night. Is there such a thing as an avoda that's kosher at night and it's posel b'zor? So machlokes rishonim, what does he mean to ask? From Rashi, it's Meduyuk and Dira Maskel by Rei Truma Sadesha, that the Gemara is asking that why is it possible bizarre? It should be kosher bizarre. An avoido that's kosher balayla should be kosher bizarre to do it lechatchilo. Other Rishonim, the Tosis Rishonim, and others, they say that the Gemara doesn't mean to ask that it should be kosher bizarre. Avad it's possible bizarre. The Pasuk, when it talks about the Sidur Marocha, it talks about Kahuna. Because it says, Savas Arn is Bonov Leymar, Zeus Peiras Oila, Ki Ha Oila Alaytan Ala Mizveach, Beisha Mizveach Tukad Boy. So you see that the Kehanim were the ones that were commanded to set up the Marocha and to make sure that it's constantly burning. So therefore they say that Avada, if a Zor was Masada the Marocha, it's possible to be Makter Karbonis on it. So they say Rav Zera did not mean to ask that it should be kosher the Zor, but what he meant to ask was that since the Sidur HaMarocha is kosher Balaylo, it's not choshuv enough to warrant a Chi of Misa on a Zor. It's not an Avada Chashuba to be Mechai Misa the Zor. Just like we find that that even avodas that are possible for a zor to do, like Kabbalah, Hoylacha, these things are possible for zor. Mikabbalah veilach mitzvahs kahuna. But yet, if it's not avoda tama, it's the dochi of misa. It's mashma to me from the Ritvan of Dalet Amud Beis that the vort of avoda sheino tama is because it's lacking in the chashivos of the avoda. It's not an avoda chashuva if it's not avoda tama. Similarly, over here, we're saying that the balance is not an avoda chashuva because it's kosher balayla. So even though it's possible bizarre, but it should not have a chi of misa. That's what it means. The chiyesh lecha avoda shekshera balayla psula bizarre. The Gemara's lashon is a little lavdafka. It doesn't mean that it's possible bizarre. It means a psul misa. The Tosfos Rishonim uses a lashon. Can it be that he's chayav misa? And that fact, the Gemara of Eloi, it can't be that it's possible. So let's explain the Gemara according to Shitas Rashi. Let's go with Shitas Rashi and explanation of the Gemara. And the same thing would be according to the other Rishonim in Benegeah the Chi of Misa Eloi. You're telling me that an avoda that kosher balayla is kosher bizarre, farei evarim uptorim, but the burning of the limbs and the fats, that's something that a kohen has to do. It's possible bizarre. Zor cannot do haktara, even though it's avodas laila. Says the Gemara, no, that's different. Seif avoda the yomamavi. That's the end of the avoda of the day. So it's the end of the avoda of the day. So that's possible bizarre. In fact, the Gemara by Truma Sadeshen. What about Truma Sadeshen? That's possible bizarre. even though it's avodas laila. So here's the Rashi. Rashi says by trumas hadeshen d'chsiv kuhuna. By trumas hadeshen it says kuhuna. According to the Rishonim, the Gemara's kasha is not d'chsiv kuhuna. The question was not, is this something that needs kuhuna or not? The question was that by trumas hadeshen, that the Gemara's question is by trumas hadeshen is mechayev misa. And the question is, l'chayev, that's only shitas Levi, who says Rabbi Yochanan holds like Levi, and they say that the Gemara's question is that even Rav that says that Trumas Hadeshen is not Mechayev Nisa is because he has a drush of Avodas Matana V'lei Avodas Siluk, not because it's Avodas Laila. So the question is that by Rav Trumas Hadeshen, Azor is Chayev Nisa according to Levi, and even according to Rav, the only reason why he's potter is because of Avodas Matana V'lei Avodas Siluk, but not because it's Avodas Laila. Says the Gemara, Tchimas Avodah V'yimalahi, but that's because it's the beginning of the Avodas Hayoyim. The Amar Avasi, Amar Rav Yechon, Kidesh Yodav, the Tchumas Hadeshen, if he was Mekadesh his hands, for Tchumas Hadeshen, Lamachar, the next day, Einay Tzorach Mekadesh, he doesn't have to be Mekadesh again, Shekvar Kidesh Mitchilas Avodah, because he already was Mekadesh his hands from the beginning of the Avodah. So you see that he calls Tchumas Hadeshen the beginning of the Avodah of the day. So that's why Tchumas Hadeshen needs a kayin according to Rashi and according to the Rishonim, and that's why it's Mechayev Misa. It'll mowly the fact according to Rav that it's not Avedis Matana. The Elo Kasha, but we still have our Kasha, that is there such a thing as an Aveda that's Kasha Balaiva and Psula Bizar. So how could Rav Yechanan say that it's that was Mesadar Marocha is Chayev? So it's possible the Zohar cannot do it, and according to the Rishonim, that is Chayev Nisa, Eloki Itmar, Hochi Itmar. Rather, if Rabbi Yechanan said, must have been like this. Om Rav Asi, Om Rav Yechanan, Zohar Shesidr Shnei Gzirei Eitzin. A Zohar that's Masada, the two logs of wood, Chayev is Chayev Nisa, Hoyol Va'avodas Yoyim. Since it's an Avodas Yoyim, so that's why he's Chayev Nisa. So for care, Avodas Laila Tak is not Chayev Nisa, and that's good for what Rabbi Yechanan is saying. If he's Masada, the Shnei Gzirei Eitzin, for that he's Chayev. He wouldn't be Chayev for Sidur Amarachah, because that's Taka Avedas Laila, like Rav Zeira's question. But he's Chayev Nisa for the Shnei Gzirei Eitzin. Maskef lo rovo elamei ato, but if so, tibo yipayis. If so, says Rashi, that it's so choshev, that it's Avedas Yoyim, and that Azor is Chayev for it, so it should need a pious. So Shnei Gzirei Eitzin should need a pious. Says the Gemara, Ishta Mitzay, Rav, it was Nelam from Rav. Rav forgot all the time of this that we learned in a brisa. Misha Zocha the Trumas Hadeshen, the one that won the Trumas Hadeshen, Zocha the Sidur Marocha also gets the setting up of the Marocha, the Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, and the setting up of the two Gzirei Eitzim. So you see that it is something that's included in the pious. Says the Gemara, the Meimra d'Avodas Yoyim Boye Pious, Avodas Laila Boye Pious. The Gemara's Medayit from Rava's Lashon. Elo Me'ato, if so, that Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is Avodas Yoyim, and it's something that is Zor's Chayiv on, so it should need a pious. It's Mimashna from Rava's question that Avodas Laila doesn't need a pious. Parei Bara Muptarim, what about the limbs and the fats? They need a pious, even though they're Avodas Laila. And for the Gemara, Seif Avodah D'Yamamahi, that's the end of the Avodah of the day. Correct the Gemara, Varei Trumas Hadeshen, but what about Trumas Hadeshen? That's Avodas Laila needs a pious. And for the Gemara, Mishol Maisa Shehoya. Really, it should not need a pious, because it's Avodas Laila. But because of the Maisa Shehoya, that it got dangerous, somebody got hurt, so that's an exception to the rule. The Taisis Hashanim is bothered. Why didn't the Gemara just answer like before, that Trumas Hadeshen is Tchilas Avodas Yoyim? And Mitzvah Hashem will talk about that in the next year. Lameiro, you're telling me that Avodas Yoyim is Shazor Chayev Aleh Nisa Boyer Pais. You're telling me that only Avodas Yoyim and something that Azor is Chayev Nisa for, that means a Pais. But Ein Zor Chayev Aleh Nisa Loi Boyer Pais. But if Azor wouldn't be Chayev Nisa on it, it wouldn't need a Pais. That's what it's Mashma from Rava's words. Bahare Shchita, but Shchita, Azor is not Chayev Nisa for that. He's allowed to do it Mechatchila, and yet it does need a pious.
Says the Gemara, Shani Shkita, Shkita is different to Tchilas Avodah Hi, because it's the beginning of Avodah. Since it's the beginning of Avodah, so therefore, it has a Chashivos, and it needs a pious. Omar Marzutra Vitema Ravashi, Marzutra, and some say Ravashi say, but we didn't learn like this. You're saying that Sidur Shnei Zin is Avodas Yoin, but we learned not like that. In the Mishnah, we learned not like that. It says, Omar Behemah Mamun, at the beginning of the third paragraph, says that the one in charge said to them, Su'u Uru'u, go out and see him, Igiyas Van Ashkita, the Zvan of Ashkita arrived. That they had to go out, they had to go out and see, they had to go onto the roof or the wall to see if the Zman Ashkita arrived in order to do the Shkita Satomit. The Yidu Zman Shnei Gzirei Eitzim like a Tomi, but the Zman for the two Gzirei Eitzim, which was before the Tomit, that he didn't go tell them, he didn't tell them to go onto the roof to make sure it's the morning. So it sounds like Shnei Gzirei Eitzim could be done even at night. So you see, it's Avodas Laila. And for the Gemara, no. Really, it's Avodas Yoin. Just hachte leslo takanto ketoni. Hachte islo takanto like ketoni. Something that has no takono. If you're going to shecht at night, then the shechita is pasul. So over there, we said that he should go to the roof to make sure that it's the morning, to make sure that it's the morning. But something that has a takanto, like Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, even if you're gonna, it's gonna turn out that it's Lilo, you could always fix it by being Pyrikit, taking it apart, and being re-Masadr that. So for that, we don't have to be so concerned that maybe it's really not the morning. As long as when we're on the floor of the Azara, to us it seems like it's morning already. To us we already see light. So for that, it's good enough to do the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, because worse comes to worse, even if it turns out, like the case of the Mishnah over there, that there was a story that it was one time they shechted the Tamid, they thought it was Heir Mizrach, it turns out that it was really Olam Ma'ar Halvama. So sometimes they could think that it's the morning, it's really the night. So worse comes to worse. But if that happens, we'll just be re-misadr the maracha. But really, Shnei Gzirei Eitzim needs mourning.